Chapter 10. We Learn What Little Snowbird Knows. Christian and Big Tiger looked at each other, and neither knew what to think. If the three strange boys had not been there, Christian would have said, "There's something fishy going on," and Big Tiger would have nodded and answered, "It can't be helped." But they just sat in silence, thinking hard. At last, Christian had an idea. "You have no food, but we have some for you," he said to the boys. They both ran to the truck. When they came back, Big Tiger said, "Here are some noodles. The box is crushed, but please accept them." The three poor boys stopped eating. They looked in silence at the box of noodles. Then the eldest bowed politely and said, "We are poor country boys, and we haven't any fine words. You are very kind to us." Then he sat down, and Christian and Big Tiger sat down beside him. "My name is Little Snowbird," began the big boy, "and these are my brothers. We are from Cheng Bay, which is beyond the northern gate. There are 5 huts there, and one of them was ours, but they're all burned down now." "We're from Peking," said Big Tiger, "and we're going to Xinjiang." "I know that," replied Little Snowbird. "Greencoat told me."
"Do you know him, then?" asked Christian.
"Everyone in our huts knew him. He often used to come our way when he had business in White Stone. There's very little farmland in our parts, and the steppe, where the Mongols live, begins there. Greencoat buys skins and wool from the Mongols and sells them salt, flour, tea, and cloth. He's always traveling, and he's very rich. His caravans go through the desert to Xinjiang, but no one likes him because he's hard. My father owed him 30 silver pieces."
"Is that why he hit you?"
"Oh, no. He does that because he thinks no one can stand up to him." "The low man abuses his power," remarked Big Tiger wisely. "It can't be helped," added Christian.
"Oh, but it can be helped," said Little Snowbird. "He can be hindered, only we must be united."
"We are united," cried Christian. "Tell us what you know."
Little Snowbird looked around to see that the coast was clear, and then he said in a low voice, "I trust you, and therefore I will tell you. You saw how Greencoat took me aside to speak to me? Here is a little silver coin for the can of water," he said. "You'll get a big coin if you find out why those two little scamps are going to Xinjiang. I'll go away for a while to give you time to find out."
"Why does he want to know?" asked Christian.
"He didn't tell me."
"We're going to Xinjiang," said Big Tiger, "because General Wu Pei Fu wants to help us to get home. We're traveling in his truck now, and afterwards we'll go by train and be home in 4 weeks when the fighting is over."
"Shall I tell him that?" asked Little Snowbird.
"That's the truth," said Big Tiger.
"But the truth is too simple for people like Greencoat. He won't believe it."
"We must invent something then," ventured Little Snowbird.
"What about telling him you have a message to deliver in Xinjiang? He'd soak that up like almond oil."
"We have no message to deliver," cried Christian in alarm.
Little Snowbird was startled by the effect of his suggestion, and then he said quietly, "Well, we must think of something else."
"We must consider the matter from every side," said Christian, and they all put their heads together.
"I've got it," cried Big Tiger. "Here's an explanation which Greencoat will understand. General Wu said to us, 'This will be the first automobile to cross the Gobi Desert. You can tell Greencoat the general is sending his truck to Tiwa Fu to impress Marshal Yang. A caravan takes 90 days. An automobile does it in 10 days or less. Governor Yang will then buy many trucks, and trade with the coast will be much faster than with camel caravans. General Wu wants a thriving trade between the provinces.'"
"Do you understand all this?"
"Yes," said Little Snowbird, "and Green Coat will understand it too, as he's a trader. But tell me, what have you got to do with it?"
Well, just what we said and no more," said Christian.
"You must tell him," explained Big Tiger, "that another reason why we're being sent is that Kui Chan's father is a great doctor and an esteemed friend of the general."
"Oh, many thanks. That's fine. I'll get my silver piece all right."
"But will Greencoat give it to you?"
"He won't want to, but I'll get it. Don't you worry."
"You'll get one from me, too," said Christian, handing Little Snowbird a silver box. "You are squandering your heart," said Little Snowbird. Good Fortune sounded the horn, and Greencoat reappeared instantly. Little Snowbird went up to him and said a few words, keeping at a safe distance.
"Cheeky brat!" cried Greencoat, looking as if he wanted to hit Little Snowbird again.
He stepped forward, but Little Snowbird dodged him. Then Greencoat threw him a coin. Whereupon Little Snowbird spoke for quite a while longer, and Greencoat asked him more questions. But then Good Fortune honked again.
"You're in a mighty hurry," said Greencoat.
"We must get to the mountain early," Good Fortune replied dryly. The truck started, and Christian and Big Tiger waved to Little Snowbird and his brothers. They stood on the square in the sun, the youngest carrying the box of noodles, and all crying, "We wish you a happy and comfortable journey!"